Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome once again to Playmakers Talk Show. I am Steve Klein. Our show is all about playmakers who are successful CEOs, successful business owners, and successful executives. Today, I have the pleasure of discussing the philosophy of advertising with a gentleman who owns the largest independently owned ad agency in the country, and two other gentlemen who are taking on the big fast food restaurants. These three great playmakers are in the studio today. The first two are Jay Cockrell and Ward Allgreen of JC's Burgers, and Stan Richards, Principal and Creative Director of the Richards Group. We'll begin today's show with Jay and Ward. Jay and Ward are a big part of JC's Burger House, founded by Sandra and Jay Cockrell. In 1999, they founded JC's Burger House by making the burger the star. They turned a 1,400-square-foot hole-in-the-wall destination restaurant into a standing-room-only establishment within 3 months. They've been voted best-tasting burger in Plano 4 years in a row. By 2003, standing-room-only crowds demanded the opening of an Allen location of JC's. A third followed soon after when a regular customer and friend asked to franchise a JC's in McKinney. Locations in Frisco, Addison, and most recently Richardson bring the total the number of JC's franchises to 6 in the Dallas area. Our Ward Allgreen is the brand evangelist and head bottle washer at JC's Burger House. He's also a 35-plus-year veteran of the restaurant industry. His background includes 30-plus years with 4 iconic Texas brands, which include Whataburger, Pizza Inn, Grandy's, and Super Salad, with JC's Burger House destined to become the 5th. His background includes operations, concept development, menu creation, brand renovation, marketing, franchising, and supply chain management. After meeting Jay and Sandra through mutual friend, Ward quickly saw how they could work together to help each other take JC's to the next level. Their goal is to double to 16 restaurants in the next 2 years. 3 to 4 years from now, they expect to be adding 4 to 12 locations annually. Their motto, cook to order, worth the wait. Jay, Ward, thank you for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
You're a relatively newcomer to the fast food business. How does it feel to be David among the Goliath fast food operations on the market?
Well, we started really even smaller than we are now, obviously, with one 1,400-square-foot store. And to try to get to the Goliath market, that's why we brought Ward on board. And he's got the expertise it's going to take to take us from where we are now with 6 stores to where we want to be. So the way we're attacking this issue is we are going after the smaller operators that are tired of corporate America. They want to get in business for themselves. We're taking away the regular franchising royalty fees and charging a flat rate. So the more money that they make, the more money they can keep in their pocket, rather than punishing the guys that make all the money. They pay the same amount of royalties as the guy that's not.
So, and that I want to spend some time talking about, but before we get there, let's go back to 1999. How did you and Sandra come up with the idea of JC's Burger House?
Well, I think it was just there was a void in the market. There really wasn't a good burger place, especially close to where we lived. And most of them were fast food, frozen patties on the grill. You saw what you were getting when they threw a hockey puck and pulled it off. We decided we're going to do something a little different. We ground our meat fresh every day on our sites, we always were real particular about the meat that we use. We always use USDA Choice Chuck. So that's really the main reason we got in, also to get out of corporate America ourselves.
You have obviously a quality burger, which has kept you strong for a long time. Ward came on just shortly. So what really is a brand evangelist and a chief bottle washer.
It just means you believe in everything you're doing within the brand. We're just very excited. I was a fan of JC's Burger House long before I met Jay. And I believe in their concept. I believe in how they have operated the stores. It's a very simple, streamlined operation. Our motto is you must be present to win as an owner and or franchisee. And as far as the David versus Goliath, at the end of the day, it's you against the competition within your trade area. So no one can be any bigger than their trade area. And you know, we continually get voted best tasting burger in each one of our trade areas as far as Allen and Plano. And from that standpoint, our customers will always be the determining factor as far as how large you can be.
Well, obviously, they're proving what you're doing is correct with the coming in and spending money with your six locations. But let's talk about that burger for a second and your menu. You talk about a high-quality hamburger, and you began to talk a little while ago about the fresh ground chuck. How do you make it? What's different? How does JC's burger stand out from the rest?
Well, the meat's never been frozen. It's always fresh. We have particular dating issues that we keep a very close eye on. As well as the way we grind the meat, there's a specific way that we grind it so that the texture's there. And we always felt like texture was a big part. I know you've bitten into a burger and it's been rubbery, and ours is real tender. And we even offer a Bimmy's bunless burger that's almost like just a steak. For those that have eaten at JC's know that. So can't really get that at any of the other quick food type places that I know of.
Well, I was perusing your menu, and by the way, their website is jcsburgerhouse.com, and you have something interesting on there, and you need to tell us what this is. What is a Toddzilla?
Well, my friend, who I've played golf with forever, he won the British Open in 2004. So we'd had this triple that we would name after high school kids would come in and eat it, and we'd put their name on it. And I think the very first name we ever had was from a linebacker, a guard from Plano Senior High, and we called it the Big Weave. And so we just sort of went to this, and then we got to, after Todd won the British Open, then we decided to name a burger after him.
Well, you said triple. What is on this burger?
Well, it's got our normal ingredients, onion, pickle, tomato, lettuce, mustard, mayonnaise. But it's also got three pieces of cheese and 3 half-pound patties. So it's a 1.5 pound of beef.
Well, if you go to JC's Burger House, and on the left-hand side, there's some tabs. One says Toddzilla Photos. And you can, I guess it's a Hall of Fame if you eat one of these?
Yeah.
And you get your picture. You get a picture on the website.
You do.
Okay. There's something for all of you to do. Go to a JC's Burger House. Well, you're located in six. You have six locations. Where are they?
We have our first location was 15th and Independence. Then we are at McDermott and Central in Allen. Our third location we opened just moved because of the construction on 75, and they moved to Stonebridge and Virginia Parkway, and they opened. Ward 5 months ago?
Yeah, about 5 months ago.
And then we've got Richardson at 190 between Alma and Custer. We've got the North Plano location, which is at 121 in Preston. And then the Addison location, which is on Beltline just to the...
Yeah, just west of Midway.
West of Midway.
So you pretty much in North Dallas. Well, our producer a little while ago, Sean, was mentioning before we started that he was there. What, Sean, you were there the other night in Addison. You said best french fries you ever had. What makes your french fries so special?
Well, we hand cut them, and the way we fry them, we make sure obviously the worst thing you want to do is get a limp, greasy fry. So they come out crisp and hot, and we'd rather throw it away than serve something that's not up to our standards. So that's what makes our fries.
And the one key difference is the fact that, again, every item is cooked to order. You know, not just the burger, not just the chicken sandwich, not just Bimmy's bunless burger, but every single item. And it really makes a difference. Like we kind of talk about our burgers, it deserves to be eaten at a table versus handed out through a window. And it's that good. But it's also that thicker burger stays hot through your entire meal. And it's just an amazing experience. It's something you need to try at least once, and then maybe once a week.
The very good plug for your stores too. There's two things that I see that are unique about JC's Burger House. One of them is the product. We've been talking about that product, the fries, the hamburgers. They also have other items on their menu. But the other piece of it is your franchising model, and that's what I want to talk about. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. This is Playmakers Talk Show. I am Steve Klein. Stay with us. We're going to talk about a little different way to franchise right after this.
Mike Huckabee.
It was bad enough what the guy did, but then when he stood there in that courtroom and he blamed the girls. I'm not kidding. He blamed those girls. I just about ripped the microphone right out of the wall.
Noon till 3.
I have to give the judge credit for maintaining composure. I think I'd have crawled across the bench, gone over there, and taken the gavel and shoved it up both nostrils. This judge didn't do that. He's been very calm. Unlike me.
News and information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2, KLIF.
I'm Lars David Staberg, general manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Ellen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
Executives, a free two-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making, problem-solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free two-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of 8 key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
Mike Rowe here. If there's one thing I've learned from my buddies at Ford about brake service, it's this. Stopping is good. You know what else is good? Brake service at your Ford dealership.
Stop in for Motorcraft brake pads installed. Now $99.95 or less minus up to $50 in mail-in rebates when you use the Ford service credit card. That's just $49.95. Taxes extra. Rebate by check. Subject to credit approval. Pads or shoes on most vehicles. One axle. Exclusions apply. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/13.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas. A remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at CampSummitTX.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing campers in wheelchairs to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972 472-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We're talking to both Jay Cockrell. He and his wife Sandra founded JC's Burger House. And also there, as he says, the brand evangelist and head bottle washer, that's Ward Allgreen, who's working with Jay and Sandra to develop the franchising for JC's Burger House. We were speaking about the product. And if you weren't with us a few moments ago, you can go to jcsburgerhouse.com and learn all about the product. Matter of fact, on the homepage, they have some great pictures of the product. Matter of fact, you take a look at that and you want to run out to a JC's real quickly, and all the locations are there. But you have an interesting model for franchising, which is where you're building the business. Ward, you've taken this from some of the other franchises you've been involved with. Tell us how you're different compared to other franchises.
Well, many of the brands I've been with in our industry in general, you charge a percentage of sales as your royalty. And as the higher the sales go, the more money the franchisee makes, but also the more money the company makes. And I've always felt that the hardest workers and the best performers end up paying the company much more money than some of the people who don't take a serious effort at the job. And so we've set a flat $400 a week royalty amount that a person pays. And what it does, it gives the incentive to the owner and franchisee to create as much sales as possible, go out there and push catering and push to-go sales and look at staying open later if you need to.
So regardless of what I'm selling, regardless of how much business has come in, I'm simply writing a check for $400 each week.
Yes, it allows you to budget the entire year. We also actually have 2 free weeks of royalty focused around Christmas and maybe July 4th as 2 weeks where you tend to get hit with a lot of people out of town or people on vacation. And we're just trying to be an operation that focuses on the health of the franchisee, knowing that the company didn't do anything different for that person to be a high performer. It's all due to their own effort, and they deserve that money instead of making more money for the company.
So you basically put them in business for about $20,000 a year and a few other things like the $25 for marketing and that type of thing. So it's just a very simple, easy operation to get into. Where do you want to expand to? You have 6 locations in more or less the North Dallas area. Where do you want to go next?
As a small brand, we want to try to go adjacent to current territories. We want to stay in the North Texas and or DFW area to start. It always helps to go where the people know you. And it's amazing that people travel around the Dallas-Fort Worth area quite a bit, and you wear your logo out to a store or something like that outside your normal trade area, and people see it, and they immediately go, I remember having a JC's burger. It's amazing. They talk about all the things that we try to promote, which is the freshness, how hot everything is. And, yeah, you got to wait a few minutes for a fresh burger, but why would you want it any other way? But for the most part, we want to stay close to home. We don't want to leapfrog territories to go to another area just because somebody wants to pay us fees to get into a certain territory. But at the same time, we want to grow responsibly, but we want to grow quickly. We want to be able to provide the proper support to the new units that come on.
Most franchise operations, a la McDonald's, Subway, encourage their franchisees to have multiple units, as many as they possibly can handle. You're looking at it a little bit differently. As you said before, you must be present to win. You also say you must have skin in the game. What does that mean?
It means you need to be there in front of the customer. You need to, this isn't a business of $5-10 million transactions. It's a $1-5 million transactions. And every single person is important to us. But that person also is spending money, with you as an owner versus often with the brand. They'd like to go back and tell stories. They'd like to be recognized when they come through the door. And by having that owner, the person who has the skin in the game, meeting them at the front door, talking to them at the counter, going from table to table, visiting with the guests, no amount of advertising can really compete against that, not on a neighborhood burger place.
I've been to a number of steakhouses, very fine, very expensive steakhouses. Sounds like your philosophy is very similar to those. I've had the managers come up to my table, talk to me, spend some time with me. It sounds like you're doing the same thing.
It's crucial. I think it's a major part of the process and the success of the brand. We're not going to turn away people who want multiple units, but at the same time, our focus is to help the mom and pops get in business that probably can't afford to do so any other way. We're trying to be a streamline, in our franchising efforts as our brand is in its operations. We're just trying to make it simple, but also produce the best burger, in Dallas.
And really, when it comes down to it, besides the product being great and the franchising being very, very simplified, it really comes down to customer service and how you're taking care of that customer.
Yeah, exactly. And as a matter of fact, and you were saying earlier, we actually get the customer's name. We don't give them a number. We get their name. That way we learn them as they come in over and over and over. And we know that, he's ordered this. And so when you get there, our guys in the back recognize the customer and they're already sort of getting ready to put his burger on the grill. So like I said, it's not put on the grill until you order it. And, but it makes it more of a family type atmosphere.
A la Cheers, where everyone knows your name.
That's right.
Definitely.
Ward, you've been involved with a number of different franchises. Where'd you get your start? How'd you get involved with the fast food industry?
Actually, my dad had a small dairy mart on the side. When I was 12 years old, we used to drive all the way to Grand Prairie from North Dallas. And I used to cook burgers, from I was 12 until about 15. And then went to work for McDonald's and basically never got out of the industry. I enjoy it a lot. It's hard to replace, again, that face-to-face opportunities to meet people and see that satisfaction when they take that first bite of whatever product you've had. And I've always been lucky enough to work for, four very iconic brands where quality was always number one.
It sounds like you're also willing to give back, too. On your website, one of the tabs says promotions. And it looks like from that, it's not specific, but you're willing to work with groups to help them raise money. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. It's and we can be very creative on a per-store basis. All the units are owned individually by franchisees. And our goal is simply to help groups help themselves and however they want to generate funds for their own cause, whether it's through the high schools or different entities that are just looking to generate some money for themselves and for their cause or for their charity. So our doors are always open to consider any kind of opportunities.
So what should someone do if they're interested in opening up a JC's Burger House?
They can always go to our website, or they can call us directly. Both of our phone numbers, cell phone numbers, and email addresses are on the website. That makes it very simple. We're kind of down-home people. We understand it's a huge investment for somebody, but it's also, it can be a unique career change. You know, we're looking for the people who are not necessarily tired of the rat race, but they put a lot of work in for somebody else to make money for another brand or another company. And we just want to help them get in business for themselves.
Well, and part of the bio that you sent me was something to the effect that at the end of the day, it's not how much money you made, it's how you've helped other people. It sounds like that's your philosophy in getting people started in their own business.
And it is. It's very important. For when I met Jay, both of us talked a lot about the importance of keeping the operations simple. You know, it's very easy to get complex in everything you design and what you create and the amount of equipment you bring in. At the end of the day, it's a classic hamburger. You know, we've all made one at home on the grill, and we want that kind of feel and that kind of taste to come through in a commercial business. And that's hard to do because, you know, everyone's an expert outside of you, and they all have their opinions about your product, but you have to stick to your guns on what you do and how you do it and keep it that simple so we can also keep the brand affordable as far as the cost of entry. And from that standpoint, we feel like we're well ahead of the competition when it comes to people being able to get into our business and be able to afford to run it properly.
So if you're listening, you have two opportunities. One, there are one of six JC's Burger Houses you can go to, and that's on jcsburgerhouse.com. There's also two spots on there, either own a JC's or contact us with both Jay's and Ward's, both their email address and their cell phones if you'd like to talk to them. I will tell you this, if you do call the number, you'll get right to them. There are no other intermediaries that'll stop you from talking.
No middlemen.
No, we don't have a corporate office. We feel like in a franchising setting, the amount of structure is all dedicated towards the franchisee. We're not here to have, you know, fancy furnishings. Our office is the restaurant.
Very good. Jay Ward, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Again, JC's Burger House. You can find him at jcsburgerhouse.com. Stay with us. We're going to talk about advertising with a gentleman that has been in it for a while and understands advertising. His name is Stan Richards. We'll be back right after this.
Want more news? This is the right place. Every morning, every afternoon.
Every afternoon.
More stories, more news on News and Information 570 KLIF.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
KLIF News and Information in the Morning
with Dave Williams and Amy Shadra.
News doesn't stop on the weekend, so Monday morning we'll bring you all the news you missed while you were trying to beat the heat. Nadal Hassan's trial gets underway on Tuesday. We'll bring you the latest. Plus, Brad will tell us how much longer the triple-digit temperatures will last, and Bill Jackson gets you around even the toughest traffic tie-ups. More stories, more news.
News and Information in the Morning, 6 till 9.
News and Information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2.
KLIF.
Los Angeles police are so far not giving any indication of a motive for a man who plowed his car into crowds in the Venice Beach boardwalk last night, killing a tourist on her honeymoon and injuring 11 others. LAPD Lieutenant Robert Long.
Detectives from my division have booked Nathan Campbell, 8175, for the murder that took place last night. His bail is going to be $1 million.
You might notice extra security at transportation hubs in the U.S. This is the weekend closure of nearly two dozen U.S. embassies and consulates in the Muslim world because of a terrorist threat has been extended through the week. A rescue crews recovered the body of a Colorado snowboarder who was killed when an ice tunnel collapsed on six people on Oregon's Mount Hood. Tiffany Peterson with the Hood River Sheriff's Office.
It was extremely dangerous.
Though Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez will likely be suspended, according to ESPN. He's said to be penciled in on the lineup for tomorrow's game against Chicago. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
People are always talking about the stock market, always looking to invest in a good opportunity, something with the potential to grow. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock where you invest to make money, but a stock for a social change. A whole new kind of investment called Better Futures. When you invest, it helps students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for everybody. I could be the first college graduate in my family, the first district attorney for my neighborhood. And if I'm the first, then maybe there will be a second. And a third. This can really be the start of something. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of eight key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
KLIF News and Information. More stories, more news.
What does that mean? Just what it says.
Every morning, every afternoon, News and Information 570 KLIF packs more news into an hour than anyone else.
And what that means for you is that KLIF should be your choice for keeping up on the world around you, going to work, and heading home.
News updates at least every 15 minutes.
Right now, traffic and weather on the 5.
Financial news at 20 and 50 after the hour, and the latest sports news at 23 and 53 after the hour. More stories, more news, makes sense. News and Information 570 KLIF.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We are going to speak with a gentleman who is the principal and creative director of an advertising agency here in Dallas, and you might know the name. His name is Stan Richards. He founded the Richards Group as a freelance practice after graduating from Pratt Institute in New York. Over the last 20 years, it became one of the nation's premier creative resources. In 1976, it became a full-service advertising agency. Stan's work has received awards in virtually every major competition in the world. In 1976, Stan was chosen by the Dallas Society of Visual Communications as a single individual who over his career has made the most significant contribution to the advancement of creative standards in the southwestern United States. In 1986, Adweek named him Executive of the Year, and he was included in the Wall Street Journal's Giants of Our Time. Adweek named the firm Agency of the Year in 1998, 1990, 1994, and 2002. In 1995, Stan was named an Entrepreneur of the Year by Inc. magazine. In 1997, Graphis magazine named the Richest Group one of the 10 best agencies in the world. In 2007, Graphic Design USA named the firm one of America's 6 most influential agencies. Stan, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
You've obviously won a number of awards, done a lot of good work. Let me ask you this. How does a Pratt Institute graduate end up in Dallas creating the largest independently owned agency in the country?
It was something of a fluke. I was really on my way to Los Angeles because there was a particular designer in L.A. that I thought, this is the guy I really want to work for. I came through Dallas because I had never interviewed for a real job before. I'd had summer jobs like kids always do, but I had never gone through the interview process. And so on my way to L.A., I stopped in Dallas to practice interview. And I interviewed with most of the agencies. And one of the guys that I talked with, I looked at my work, and he said, this work is spectacular. And if you could stick it out here, there could be a time when you could be the man in the city of Dallas. Put that together with the fact that I'd grown up in the East, Philadelphia, New York, and people here were different. There was a warmth and a welcoming that I had not experienced before. And I did not, in that trip, meet anybody that I didn't immediately like. I decided to stay and started out just as a freelance practice and then ultimately grew into a full-service agency.
So it's the people of Dallas that you met that caused you to stay here rather than going to the West Coast. Was advertising always something you wanted to do? Were you a creative kid growing up?
I could just draw better than anybody I knew. So lots of encouragement about that. And so when I picked a college, I picked the best design school in the country. I made that decision when I was probably about 10 years old and have worked towards that for the rest of my life.
So for all intents and purposes, this has been your career from the very beginning. On your website are some excerpts from a book that you wrote, Peaceable Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of questions I want to ask you about that. But the one thing that I pulled from the website, which is richards.com, is the culture that you've developed at your agency. Was that something you determined ahead of time, or did it just happen over time?
It really just happened over time. But it's based on a very simple principle. And that is that we have no less important people. We have no more important people. We are all together in this thing. And everyone at every level in every function is going to be treated with the highest level of respect all the time. And it makes for a very different kind of environment because everyone there, whether you work in the mailroom or you're our most senior creative guy, you feel as though I own the place. The success of this place is going to depend on the things that I do and how well I can do them.
So for all intents and purposes, this is a people business, and you're giving them the opportunity to grow.
Oh, absolutely.
And to shine.
Yes, indeed.
Well, on your website, I downloaded the list of clients that you have, which is tremendous. We were talking before we started about a few of them that you have, one being Chick-fil-A,
mm-hmm.
which
yes.
you've had for a long time. But the one that I think, and Chick-fil-A is very visual in the billboards
right.
that you see everywhere, and we talked about how just that's an amazing campaign. I should have thought of that.
Right.
But the one that I think of is Motel 6
mm-hmm.
with Tom Baudet.
Yes.
Was Tom Baudet tied in with Motel 6 prior
to
that?
That was a really interesting episode because ultimately it became the force that changed us from a really good regional agency to a national agency. It worked so well. Interestingly, the first advice that we ever gave to Motel 6 was don't advertise.
Wait, let's back up. Don't advertise.
Don't advertise.
From an advertising agency.
That's
okay.
Right. That's okay. A very hard thing for a young agency to say. But at the time, the product was so bad that if we had advertised it, if we had been successful with the advertising and brought people in, they would never have come back. It was a time when if you wanted to watch TV, you had to put quarters in the TV set. If you wanted to make a phone call, you had to go down the hall to a payphone, and we sat with senior management and made that point, and they fully agreed, and so they did all the product improvements, starting on the West Coast and then rolling east, And as the product was improved and was more than competitive, then we introduced advertising into that region. And it worked exceedingly well. One of those things that today, I could walk out onto any street in any city in America, walk up to the first person I see, and it doesn't make any difference who it is. If I say Motel 6, there's a 95% chance that that person will come back with either of two things, either Tom Baudet or we'll leave the light on for you.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, that's. I think of Tom Baudet just immediately, because that makes a great both a visual and an audio commercial, yes, both for radio and
right.
TV.
And what you might not know is, if we go all the way back, when we found Tom Baudet, he was working as a carpenter in Homer, Alaska. And we heard an occasional essay that he did on National Public Radio, like the voice, like the manner in which he told stories, and so we went out and hired him.
Does he live in Dallas now?
No, he's in Connecticut.
So Connecticut, okay. Uh-huh. Well, one of the things I also saw on your website is part of your philosophy, too, about advertising. We tell truths.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that something that you decide ahead of time, or is that something you decided that this is something we need to do, really focusing on what is, a la Motel 6, we're not going to advertise him. It's not up to par.
Yes. Well, we will never mislead people. We are going to tell the truth about everything that we work on. We are going to tell it well. We're going to make it interesting and make it provocative, and we're going to make the work endearing so people enjoy what it is that they're exposed to, that we're involved with. But it's always going to be the truth.
You were talking before about the culture of the organization. In your office, there's no walls, there's no boundaries, and you don't call them departments.
No.
So everyone is working together all the time.
That's one of the smartest things that I've ever done, and it goes back a long time. When we were 60 people, this is 28, 29 years ago, there was an energy and electricity that just flowed through the place. We were all working our tails off, nights, weekends, it didn't make any difference, but it was a joy to come to work every day. And then all of a sudden we found ourselves, because of all the success we were having, we were at 120 people in space that was designed for 60. And so we have to move. We don't have a choice. And I looked around to try to find a building where I could get all 120 of us on a single floor, and I couldn't do it. So we were going to have to go to multiple floors. And I had watched lots of agencies in the past. But when they went through that transition, they lost the edge that got them there in the first place. And they all had done exactly the same thing. You take a tight-knit group of people who really like each other, who work together, and they understand that we're all in this thing together. And you move to multiple floors, and you then create a creative floor, an account management floor, a research floor, and a media floor.
So now you have boundaries.
You have tribes.
Tribes.
And that's worse than boundaries. And so at that moment, we had no choice but to move, but we also destroyed all the departmental and functional lines. So we don't sit by function, and everybody's next-door neighbor does something different from what he or she does, and it has worked wonders. We have never lost that energy and electricity that we had when we were tiny, and now we're 700 people.
I want to talk about that after we come back from our break, how large you are, and the fact that you do have to move one more time,
yes,
and a little more of that philosophy. I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We are speaking with Stan Richards, the principal and creative director of the Richards Group. Stay with us. We'll talk a little bit more right after this.
KLIF News and Information in the Afternoon
with Kurt Gilchrist.
Coming up Monday, it's the 75th birthday of one of the most famous aircraft in the world. And a place in rural Texas is helping bring it back to life. We'll talk to him about what it's like to build these old aircraft like new again and take them back up into the air. Also, were the travel warnings worth worrying about?
News and Information in the Afternoon, 3 till 8.
News and Information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2.
KLIF.
I'm Lars David Staberg, general manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
Executives, a free two-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making, problem-solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free two-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of eight key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels.
And it must be sold.
Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale. Over 1,000 items on sale store-wide for every style of riding.
Many prices too low to advertise.
Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories,
and every bike in the store
is priced to sell now. Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off.
But only while supplies last.
Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale.
Now through Sunday.
Go to performancebike.com. For locations.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas, a remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at campsummittx.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing campers in wheelchairs to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972 472-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back. I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. And we're spending some time talking to Stan Richards. He is the principal and the creative director at the Richards Group, speaking about his agency and how it's grown, which we're going to talk about a little further. But I also understand that you're a runner.
And you've... Well, not so much anymore, because I had a hip replacement a few years ago, and so my running was curtailed. But I've put a lot of miles in behind me.
A lot of miles. It says you've logged over 40,000 miles in
yes.
running.
Uh-huh.
You must have really enjoyed that.
Yes. And it's also been, for me, a kind of a social event, because I always run with friends, and there's a lot of conversation because we're not running so fast that we can't talk. So it's a social event that just happens to be at 6 o'clock in the morning.
How far would you run at one time?
On a typical weekday, 4 miles. And then on the weekends, I would usually run 10 on Saturday and 10 on Sunday.
Probably a great way to get a lot of ideas, too,
sure.
during those conversations
sure.
as you're running. We were talking before the break about how you had to move to a new building because you went from, 50, 60 people and basically
right.
doubled. Well, you mentioned that you have the neighborhood of 700 people working for you
right.
now. I understand there's also another new building in the works.
Yeah, that's a big deal for us. We were about to break ground on a new building in a new location. We've been in our present location for a little over 18 years. It's time for us to move to something that's better suited to the way people work today than they did 20 years ago.
Now, will you own the building yourself, have
yes.
the whole building to you?
Yes.
Well, that's going to be interesting. How are you going to lay that out so you keep that philosophy without the tribes, with no boundaries, no departments?
It'll be exactly the same. The only thing that will change dramatically is that we have people in cubicles at this point. Cubicles are going to go away. It's going to be a completely open environment where people will be sitting essentially at large tables and working and talking with each other on a regular basis.
You're allowing that creativity to flow.
Yes.
And without the walls, without the boundaries, you're just opening up communication for everybody.
Right.
One of the things you mentioned, you have something on your website about, I believe it's under stuff on your website, which is our pay. And I thought that was interesting in the way you described it and put that together. But how does one go about getting that agency letter jacket?
You have to be there 5 years. There are a couple of milestones. After 5 years, you get a jacket, a Richards Group jacket. You also get a membership, if you want it, at the Cooper Fitness Center, which is a very nice thing. And then after 20 years, if you've been there 20 years, and we have a lot, we have the highest retention rate of any agency in America. If you've been there 20 years, you get a $10,000 trip anywhere in the world you want to go.
Well, it's obvious that your focus is primarily on your people.
Absolutely.
And they're taking care of you, and they're taking – there's a interesting book that I've read a number of times that says the customer comes second. If management ownership takes care of the employee, they'll take care of the customer.
That's right.
Sounds
like – exactly the way it works.
And because of that, you've probably let them open up their creativity more too.
Yes.
By staying with you. So your turnover is probably low to nil.
It isn't quite nil, but it is very, very low, and far, far lower than our industry. Our industry is one where people change jobs every couple of years.
Well, I've met a number of people that used to work with your firm, and what's interesting is they have nothing but positive things to say, but they left on a positive note rather than negative note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they just took their business, their lives, and their business a little bit further
right.
from where they were.
I don't think there's anybody out there that we have not treated fairly, whether it's a client or one of our associates. Everyone is always treated in the fairest possible manner.
Well, you've been running this agency in Dallas over 50 years. Have there been any hard lessons that you had to learn as a business owner and entrepreneur?
Well, there are always hard lessons that come along. There are times when we'll go to work for a startup that fails, and it happens. There's not much we can do about it. And even though the work was good, even though the circumstances may have been good at the outset, but something changes. And I guess the last time that happened was with a startup airline out of Cleveland that was terrific. It was a low-cost airline. Well, everything went fine, and the passenger loads were terrific. And then all of a sudden, the fuel crunch hit, and it literally put them out of business. Well, those are huge disappointments when something like that happens. Happily, it doesn't happen very often, and as a general rule, our clients really do quite well.
Sounds like you take things very personally, too, for your clients.
Absolutely.
I sold radio advertising for a long period of time, a number of years ago, and my thought in working with clients was, when I take their money, I want to make sure I can multiply that
mm-hmm.
and give them that return on investment.
Yes.
You're doing that a number of times over and over, Motel 6. And the one that we were talking about before that I also like is Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
It was, how did that program come together?
First of all, let me tell you what happened the day we were hired. David Salyers, who was a senior advertising guy, showed up in our offices unannounced. Walked into a meeting that I was having with another client, as a matter of fact, and said, "We want you to be our advertising agency." And he said at that point, "We will never be your biggest client, but we are determined to be your best client." And they have worked very hard at that over the years. They have been a tremendous organization.
And that was just under 20 years ago.
That's right. He also, at the same time, brought lunch for... at the time, we were about 550 people. So they served lunch, Chick-fil-A lunch, for 550 people as a part of the announcement that we were to be their new agency. They've been a pleasure to work with.
So was it your creative staff that sat down and came up with that program?
It was actually one guy. It was David Ring, who was working on an outdoor assignment very early in the relationship. And I walked by his cubicle one day just to check and see how he was doing on that assignment. And he had a little sketch, a little thumbnail sketch. It was about, maybe 4 inches long, of a billboard. And it had two cows on it, three-dimensional cows, and in big misspelled words, "Eat more chicken." And I looked at that, and I thought, that is a much bigger idea than a single billboard. That is a big, big, big idea. And that's what we've been saying for the last 18 years.
Was billboard originally their focus?
It was, because the budgets were so small that was the only medium that they could afford.
Well, somebody's done extremely well. As an entrepreneur, as a business owner, are there any – if you're going to give advice to somebody, because we have a number of business owners and entrepreneurs that listen, is there any advice you'd give somebody that wants to start their own business and build it through their people?
Well, first of all, not everybody can do this, but you have to do what you love. And whatever that activity is, you have to love it so much that you'd be willing to do it for nothing, and you're delighted when somebody is willing to pay you for it. And if that's the foundation of what you're doing, then you can figure out how to make it successful. And I think that's a universal truth.
You must have 700 people that really enjoy what they're doing.
They do.
At the Riches Group. You've been doing this again for a number of years, and I'm sure you have mentored a number of people in the time that you've had your business. Mm-hmm. How about for you? Who has been someone you've looked up to that helped guide you along the way?
This is going to sound strange, but I have had a mentor for my entire career whom I've never met. I was a basketball player in high school and college, and I was a huge fan of John Wooden, who was the coach for many years at UCLA, and he wrote several books. And I tried to emulate the way he behaved and the way he treated the people that he worked with, because he didn't just turn out great basketball players. He turned out great men. And everything that he ever wrote, I read and tried to pattern my life after his. We never met, but still, he was my mentor.
So the John Wooden of advertising. That's interesting. That's interesting. So where do you go from here? Is there anything that, aside from your building, anything that, any direction you're going to specifically?
No, more of the same. We are really good at attracting the kind of clients that that we want to work with. And so we'll just keep doing the best work that we know how to do. And hopefully we'll be successful with it. A really good example recently is the Super Bowl commercial that literally stopped everything was a spot that we did for Ram Trucks, and it was about farmers. A 2-minute spot that was totally unlike everything else in the Super Bowl. Well, it's the most buzzed about spot in the history of the Super Bowl. And it has brought us a lot of attention.
That's, I've heard a lot about that, too. Stan, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
You're welcome.
Stay with us next week. We'll be back at the same time, same place, PlaymakersTalkShow.com. See you then.
News and information every morning, every afternoon.
KLIF News and Information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Mike Rowe here. So I'm at a Ford dealer talking with customers about how taking care of your car is kind of like taking care of yourself. And I ask, which is in better shape, you or your car? Hint, the answer has four wheels.
Let the experts keep your vehicle healthy at your Ford dealer. Get the works, an oil change, tire rotation, and more. For $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 8/31/13.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your quantum leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free 2-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service. To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
KLIF.
KLIF Dallas. KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.